We are 12 lines up from the bottom on Nun Beis Amud Beis, or 4 lines down from where the lines get wide. We're at the Mishnah. Mishnah begins with Gemaras or ideas that we've heard before from what we've learned in past dafim. Oved kochavim mevatel avodas kochavim shalov shel chaveiro. An idolater is able to nullify his own avodah zara and another non-Jew's avodah zara. V'Yisrael ein mevatel avodas kochavim shel avodas kochavim. But a Jew is not allowed to nullify the avodah zarah of an idolater. Now, can a Jew mevatel the avodah zarah of another Jewish person or his own avodah zarah? That we also know from earlier Gemara. And the answer is no, because when a Jew makes avodah zarah, we're told, the sum baseser, we learned last time, that he has to bury it. So that's also clear. And finally, hamevatel avodas kochavim, mevatel mishamsheha. When you nullify the oved kochavim, you also nullify the mishamsheha, those that are used to accessorize the avodas kochavim. Not tikrovis avodas zarah, that we know tikrovis, things that you serve the avodas zarah with, that never becomes batel, but an accessory to the avodas zarah is nullified once you nullify the avodas zarah itself. Bita mishamsheha, mishamshin mutarn v'yasur, but when you only nullify the accessories to the avodah zarah itself remains prohibited. So the Gemara begins: Masnila Rebbe l'Rav Shimon b'Rebbe, Oved kochavim mevatel avodas kochavim shelov shel chaveiro. So he taught that, based on our Mishnah, that an oved kochavim is allowed to nullify his avodah zarah and his friend's avodah zarah. Amrle Rebbe, Rebbe said back to him, Shanisa lano bialduseich. It was taught to us in your youth as follows. You taught us in your youth as follows. Oved kochavim mevatel avodas kochavim shelo v'shel Yisrael. You taught us that an oved kochavim can nullify his own avodas kochavim and the avodas kochavim of a Jew. So the Gemara says, and he says back to him, D'Yisrael mika mevatla? Can a non-Jew nullify the idol of a Jew? It says you have to hide it, you have to bury it, Geniza. So what does that mean? How could an Ovid Kochavim mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a Yisrael? Amar Rav Hillel b'Rei Rav Valis, lo nitzrucha sheyesh lo ba shutfus. No, when there's a partnership. When there's a partnership, then the Ovid Kochavim can nullify the idol, which is owned by a Jew and an Avodas Kochavim. So, the question now is, Bialduso Maikasavar Ubiziknuso Maikasavar. We said before, you taught us in your youth the following halacha, and you said it's talking about a shutfus. But Ziknuso, in his older age, he didn't say this. He didn't mention this thing about partnership. So, what changed? So he says as follows: Bialduso savar Yisrael that adaita to over kachavim palach kiven to over kachavim mevatel denafshe di Yisrael nami mevatla. Originally he thought that a Jew serves avodah zarah based on an over kachavim, and therefore if the over kachavim nullifies the avodah zarah, it automatically nullifies the portion of the Yisrael. That's what he thought as a youngster. Ubziknuso savar Yisrael daita denafshe palach. Then, anyway, as he got older, he realized that no, when a Jew serves avodah zarah, he serves it for his own sake, not for the sake of an idolater. Therefore, kimivatel oved kachavim denafshe Yisrael lo batil. In that case, the oved kachavim can only nullify his portion of the idol. He can't nullify the full idol because the Yisrael is a daita denafshe of it. Ika demasti la seifa. There are those who learn this Gemara based on the seifa of the Mishnah. Yisrael eno, which really means the second statement. Yisrael eno mevatel avodas kochavim shelov kochavim. That a Jew cannot nullify the idol of an idolater. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Amar Rav Hillel b'Rei de Rav Valis lo nitzrucha chal sheyesh lo shutfus. Now we're talking about a case where there's a partnership. Veka mashmalan. And therefore, what is coming to teach us? Yisrael hu d'lo mevatel the Ovid Kachavim. A Jew cannot nullify the portion of the Ovid Kachavim, but Ovid Kachavim de Nafshe Mevatel. However, an Ovid Kachavim can nullify his own portion. So again, you see the same idea as well. Ika demasti la Abraisa, there are those who learn the same idea from based off of Abraisa. Rav Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Ovid Kachavim shel Yisrael ein la batel alom, is that an Ovid Kachavim that is made, an idol made by a Jew can never be nullified. What does it mean, olamis? What's the significance of telling us forever? We're talking about a case where there's a partnership. What do you mean there's a partnership? Who can nullify it forever? Israel serves on his own, and therefore that portion owned by the Jew can never be nullified. So that's the same answer everyone seems to agree. When there's a partnership between Jew and non-Jew, it can be nullified, but only the portion of the non-Jew can be nullified, and only by a non-Jew can that portion be nullified. A Jew cannot nullify the portion of an Obed Kochabim.